thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
Linda Yarbrough lives on the edge of University of Texas at Arlington, but the Humane Society has declared her property an urban wildlife sanctuary.
You have to have an acre or more, a natural food source and water source, and you can't use any type of pesticides, so it's quite a little ecosystem. We have fox, raccoon, possum, occasionally a skunk, not too often, gratefully. Hordes of butterflies this time of year. And the neighbors on either side, all up and down this block, have a minimum of an acre. Some are larger. And as you can see, we back up to UTA's Maverick Stadium.
But Yarbrough believes her natural oasis could be in jeopardy. Carrizo Oil and Gas says it will drill for gas under the UT Arlington campus. Yarbrough knows what that would sound, look, and smell like because of similar wells throughout Tarrant County.
During a very heavily attended football game, if there's a lot of just diesel cars or trucks surrounding in the parking lot, we really, really get a lot of those fumes and the smell. It's difficult to stand out in our backyards. Now, imagine one of those pumping away 24 hours a day once it gets started. It would just be pretty much unlivable.
But UTA President Jim Spaniolo says gas drilling will fund campus facilities and defray student fees.
UT Arlington is responding to a great opportunity, just like TCU, the City of Arlington, Arlington Independent School District, the City of Fort Worth, DFW International Airport, and many more.
Spaniolo, city officials, and representatives from Carrizo addressed a crowd of about 500 community members last night in the University Center on campus. But even after an hour-long explanation of the project, neighborhood residents had dozens of questions.
Is the city of Arlington equipped to deal with an explosion, and is there an evacuation route, and can we see that evacuation route?
So when your drills are making as much noise as I-30 at rush hour in my backyard, that can be at 2 in the morning when my kids have school the next day.
But I'd like to know, in your experience, where you're drilling and the close proximity and the dense population, what can we expect post and during the drilling as far as an increase in upper respiratory problems to this area?
I'm concerned about property values, decrease in quality of life of a very beautiful neighborhood in University Hills.
Neighborhood concerns aren't new to Carrizo. Energy companies have drilled more than 6,000 new gas wells in North Texas during the past 8 years in a geological formation known as the Barnett Shale. Improved technology allows companies to capture the gas there by using water to fracture the rock formation and to drill multiple wells horizontally from one pad site. School officials emphasized drilling would meet all municipal requirements, which the Arlington City Council may strengthen. One citizen asked Carrizo if they would follow the stronger rules.
The city is exploring to work on those drilling laws, even to look at a possible setback of maximizing it from 300 to 600 feet, as recently adopted by the city of Fort Worth. I want to be assured that UTA and Carrizo will follow those new zoning laws.
We're going to follow the zoning laws that were in effect when we signed the contract. That's how we based the whole deal.
City officials haven't set a date to adopt a new ordinance. Meanwhile, energy companies continue to sign gas leases under current rules. The debate continues Monday night in another town hall meeting at Arlington City Hall. Catherine Cuellar, KERA News.